What's your first name, man?
Ishmael.
Ishmael? And where are you from originally?
From India.
From India? India is really ascending quickly in the world.
True.
Yeah. What does Gandhi mean to you as an Indian man?
Freedom, simplicity.
Simplicity in a way of life that we don't need a lot of things?
No, simplicity in all forms of life, including technology.
I think I typecast you a little bit when I walked up. There's an Indian guy, and he's in the tech industry. But I feel a degree of envy about that. I'm not an IT guy, or, you know, I know how to get around, but I kind of envy that. I don't even know. What is your area of expertise?
A computer database.
Did you come up that way learning? Now, you seem pretty young. Are you still, are you in your 20s?
No, I'm not.
How old are you?
40.
Wow, well, you're doing good, man. You're doing good. Even at age 40, have computers always been a part of your life? For me, yeah. As a 57-year-old guy, I remember it's the times when computers weren't here yet.
Yeah. It was very expensive to buy one. Just starting, I used it with a friend.
Were you fortunate? Were you lucky enough to have one?
I wasn't fortunate enough to buy my own.
Did that make you want it more, though, do you think?
That's a human
just,
instinct.
Here it is, kid. Here's your computer.
Human instinct. So I sourced the parts, the Chinese parts, and built the computer on my own.
But I suppose there was plenty of kids all over the world with that same spark of interest in this new thing that was out there. Not just India or...
Sort of. I think that's true. People from Mongolia, actually...
Monrovia.
Basically interested in building something by a course being set out by MIT online.
Did you go to MIT?
No, I did.
Where'd you go?
I studied back home.
In India?
Yeah.
At what age did you move here?
24, I think.
You've been here a while. Do you go back home regularly? Do you have family there?
Yeah, I do.
Do you imagine a day when you might return permanently?
I'm not sure. I have family here as well.
Do you love America now?
I do.
What do you love about America? What's still great about this country?
Simplicity and freedom.
You keep
freedom
saying that. You're really a
spiritual person.
Are you? Yeah. So you're here in the park not just to blow off the steam of the workday. This is a part of your regimen. I'm going to totally embarrass myself, but you're Hindu.
I'm not.
God. What are you?
Muslim.
Muslim. But there are Hindus in India.
That's predominantly that's true.
How can I not talk about Muslim culture in relation to the United States right now? If you turn on the news, it's just kind of this, it's kind of terrible. And yet, we know that there are people like, you know, you and I who are just staying out of trouble and trying to be good and I'm shaking your hand right now on the radio, man, if
sure.
You guys can imagine.
Yeah.
I think it is hard for an American to understand the complexity of it.
I'm an American as well.
I'm sorry.
So
that's unfair. But I'll leave that in there.
The complexity should not be there. It's a very simple
I guess what I really wanted,
preface.
If I would stop talking, is for you to just speak up.
No, it's very simple. It's just allowing yourself to understand that we all are human beings, driven with certain beliefs.
It's funny, as you were saying that, I'm looking at our feet here, and there's a little sparrow just eating a crumb. What do you take away from that? What is that? Is that simplicity you're talking about?
Everybody needs to coexist, regardless of what your beliefs or religions are.
It's kind of a wonderful example.
True.
Of that sparrow eating a Triscuit or whatever he's eating down there.
What is the scope of your radio show?
Have you had enough? Should I stop?
Yeah, sure.
It's a station called with a free-form format where you can do anything you want, and there aren't very many of them in the United States.
Sure. It's an FM-based station.
Yes, and it used to be part of a college called Up.
So why are you using a tape and recording?
It's never been any kind of analog purity type of thing. It just developed a sound that the listeners of the show, usually when I would veer away from it and go into a digital realm, they would call for me to return to the micro cassette recorder because it has a
hardcore audience.
It has a sound kind of like a signal coming down an old telephone line. What's your first name, man?
I'm Zach.
Zach, you're a Batman fan.
Yes, very much so.
It's not just a shirt, it's a real thing.
It's the real deal.
Now, there's new stuff coming out, right?
Yes, correct.
And who's behind the cowl, as they say?
I guess it's going to be Ben Affleck.
How do you feel about that? Hasn't Ben done it before?
He's never been Batman, but he's been Daredevil, and he's failed at that. How can he go from a Marvel flick to a DC and be successful?
Do you love characters from both of those companies?
I actually do.
But is Batman your all-time favorite?
Yes, it is, out of the two.
Now, was the gateway for you the Caped Crusader, Adam West?
Actually, it wasn't. It was before Adam West. It was a 1932 flick.
Radio?
Radio thing, yeah. But then they also made a TV series. I think it's just called The Bat.
The Bat, man.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Black and white.
Black and white, exactly. Yeah. They weren't ready for The Bat.
A bat. That's it. I'll become like a bat. An eerie figure of the shadows. A bat man.
Now Affleck, can he do it? I never thought Michael Keaton could do it. Did he do it?
He is the Batman.
You think so? He's
yes,
your
I
guy.
Am. Yes, he is.
I made mistakes. And then he had us.
Now you wanna get nuts! Come on! Let's get nuts.
Adam West was just too...
Well, it's campy. That was a campy TV show.
Yeah, it had it.
And some nice TV old camera effect.
The Green Hornet did well, too, but they didn't stick around. They also had the Bruce Lee. Kato, would that have been something if Bruce Lee was Robin?
Superman, the king of the superheroes?
He is the superhero. Batman has no powers. He's a regular man with wealth, money. He can pretty much do whatever he wants, buy or invent or build or hire whoever he wants. He's a real man. He gets injured, hurt, and he has to escape at times. He can't always just be out there. And he has his weaknesses, women.
I'll be rid of that dynamic duo once and for all. The Catwoman is not like the others. I will prevail.
Is everything okay?
Perfect.
Who don't you like?
Aquaman. Always questionable about Aquaman.
Was he inevitable, though? Did they mishandle him?
They mishandle him. They didn't represent him well.
I mean, 3/4 of the Earth.
Water. Yeah, exactly. He should be bigger than what he is, worldwide.
Mark Spitz had earned 4 medals. Now in the 72 Olympic trials, he was gearing up for one of the greatest performances in Olympic history.
It's a good start. Mark Spitz got a very good glide through the water, and you're right, he's swimming with great confidence now. I've never seen him swim so well before.
I want to see Frankenstein make a comeback.
Me too, I was just thinking that the other day.
Yeah, Frankenstein, it is time. The zombies need to chill for a little bit, bring the true zombie back.
Did you like the De Niro Frankenstein?
The De Niro Frankenstein?
De Niro played him.
I had no idea. I gotta look it up.
Like a 90s Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Really? I gotta look it up.
I think it was De Niro. God, I hope I'm right.
There is something I want. A friend.
A friend?
A companion. A female. Someone like me. So she won't hate me.
Who would you cast in the role of
Frankenstein?
It's not Frankenstein, is it? It's the monster.
Frankenstein.
But people confuse the monster for Frankenstein.
Yeah,
he's not Frankenstein.
Not, yeah, Frankenstein the is doctor. The doctor, yeah.
Frankenstein. Who would you cast as the monster?
Who would I cast as
the
monster?
Rock?
No, absolutely not.
Gotta be a big guy, right?
Absolutely not. The Rock is too...
Too mainstream, too tame?
Yeah. Fun-loving guy.
He might want to break out, though. Might want to expand his portfolio.
He would never do Frankenstein. Well, he might if it's a dance, a Broadway-type style,
Man.
He's a good dancer.
Christopher Walken, but too old.
Too old.
Yeah. He could have done it, though.
He could have. You're right.
He did the
Peter
Sleepy
Pan?
Hollow, Headless Horseman.
That was excellent.
his head with his own sword. Even today, the Western Woods is a haunted place where brave men will not venture.
Do you think of yourself as a nerd? Are you okay with that?
No, I'm not a nerd.
I feel like
I want to be accepted by nerds, but I don't quite fit in there.
Good line. You're not worthy of nerd.
I'm not worthy of nerd.
That is a great point.
I yearn for that, but I'm just...
It takes quite a bit.
It does.
Of good stuff.
It does.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away...
Can you talk about Star Wars?
Yes, I love Star Wars very much. That is one of my things I go by.
Speak about Jar Jar Binks. What went wrong?
Oh, no. Jar Jar Binks is just... when I envision Episode 1, when I watch it, I just leave Jar Jar Binks out of it. I concentrate on Anakin and Darth Maul.
At last we will reveal ourselves to the Jedi. At last we will have revenge.
You have been well trained, my young apprentice. They will be no match for you.
Red and black.
Yes,
there was something visually that was awesome about Darth Maul.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Now the new one's coming up.
Yes, it is.
Carrie Fisher. Of course she's not going to look like Princess Leia.
Of course not.
But she's a talented person.
She's very talented.
So she could bring something to this.
She's a very nice woman.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
What's with Hamill? Is he on board?
Hamill is on board.
What's he looking like these days? I hate to say that, but you know, it's Hollywood and people...
Hamill, he's going to be...
trouble?
No, he's going to be good.
Surprise us?
Surprising. He's going to be very... He's the big surprise.
I won't fail you. I'm not afraid.
You will be. You will be.
You can only take Star Wars so far, you know? With Star Trek, you can go many universes, galaxies, beyond galaxies. There's no ending to it. Star Wars, there's a death. There's an end to it. It doesn't continue on.
Your feeble skills are no match for the power of the dark side.
A final barrage of deadly bolts struck the young Jedi. The sight of his son in agony suddenly reached the heart of Anakin Skywalker. The wounded Dark Lord summoned his strength and lifted the Emperor over his head. The energy bolts turned to rain down on Vader, but with a last heroic effort, he managed to throw the Emperor into a deep chasm.
You got your skateboard with you. Your
skateboard. Of course.
Skate beautiful friend, day.
Yes. Well, today I'm relaxing because it's kind of humid out. I'm a little older, so...
Did you feel a little slower this season?
No, actually, I'm skating more this year than I did last year.
How old are you?
I'm 43.
43. You know those wheels are gotta start to wobble soon enough.
Never. Never.
Never?
Nah, I'm taking it to the grave. Right now... There's people that are skiing that are 50 years old right now. So you got Steve Caballero, Dwayne Peters.
What about something like a Segway? How do you feel about that thing?
Oh, man, I hate those things. You know, see, the whole object of skating is not only the, like, you know, it's like the push to use your aggression, to get your exercise, to get the feel of it. Standing on a Segway, it's just like you might as well buy a wheelchair. You know, like a remote-control wheelchair, whatever you want to call it.
What's the future skateboard going to look like? Is it going to be a hovercraft?
No, it's not. It's going to be strictly wood, urethane wheels, metal chucks.
You're a purist.
Yeah, and the tricks are going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Won't tomorrow's kids demand something of their own, though, something new, like they always do?
Every time they change it, the new goes right back to the old. Because
like those vinyl records, man.
Yeah.
Everybody's
buying vinyl again, you know what I mean? When I was in my 20s and 30s, people used to harass me. But now I'm in my 40s, you know, and nobody ever says anything. I think I get more respect to anything now for riding my skateboard, you know what I mean? Like, it aged me very well where I don't look like...
You feel like it's kept you young?
Yes. Yeah, mentally and physically, yes.
What's the conflict right now? If you had to admit to a conflict in your life, we all got problems. Help us relate. What's yours?
Everybody, like, to live in New York, you have to be rich. That's my conflict. I think I have conflict against the rich.
I thought you were Jersey.
Yes, I live in New Jersey. I've been living in the same house for like over 20 years now.
You love it.
Yeah, yeah, New Jersey's great, 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 great.
How is Jersey better than New York?
You have grass, you have trees, you have space, you have, you know, you're not paying like $1 million for a little closet space.
What do you love about this big old city,
though? Your granola bar?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you want it? I like it because it's different religions, different nationalities. It's everybody's different, and everybody, and it's got great energy, like strong energy. So yeah, that's what I like about New York. It's got the energy.
Now, what's your conflict again?
Financial, like how they're pushing the poor out.
Does that mean in Jersey too? Is it reaching out?
Yeah,
that
far? Yeah, Jersey City. You know, you're based in Jersey City,
the
right?
Hipsters have come in. Williamsburg, or
it's
what?
It's not even about the hipsters. It's just about these people, the trust fund children coming in and like not working a labor job, just sitting back on a computer, you know, going to school. And it's an easy life, you know.
Where's it going? Where are we going to want to be 5 years from now? Where's it going to be?
So different countries. Like maybe...
we're going to leave the country. It's going to get so bad.
Berlin is happening right now. Like all the artists are there. There's a lot of squats there.
What about Detroit? I hear good things about Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit's got a good scene. But I think it's, you know, Detroit's got a great scene. But you know what I mean? To find a job there.
The corporatocracy's got us by the...
Yes.
We are well on our way to seeing our great country move toward an oligarchic form of government where virtually all economic and political power rests with a handful of very wealthy families. Citizens United is a part of that process, and that is a trend we must reverse.
You can still love America.
I'm not really pro-American, you know.
What about like the old World War II guys that when they fought, there was a cause that was evident and plain. I feel some beholding to
that. Oh, yeah, definitely during World War II and, like, you know, and stuff. But after that, it was just kind of, like, all downhill, you know.
And the Vietnam guys, they got drafted.
Yeah, I felt bad for them, you know what I mean? Like, it's horrible because, you know, they get drafted. They have no choice of their own. Then they come back and are, you know, out on the streets or they have a habit.
I got a feeling we're not maybe understanding fully how hard it is for these kids coming back from Afghanistan.
Yeah. You're going to see it in a couple of years. You're going to see a lot of homeless kids, a lot of legless, armless kids, you know what I mean? Going to be a lot more drug addicts, you know? It's a sad situation.
What could turn it around for us? Is it just way too late?
Make clothes in America, make cars in America, make everything American, and stop being so greedy with the money.
My name is Chauncey.
Chauncey.
Yes.
And I saw you talking to the young drummer over there and the rapper. And I saw you as kind of a motivator.
Thank you.
An inspirer.
I appreciate that.
I try to do that myself sometimes. It feels good, doesn't it?
It does.
I don't know how old you are.
I'm 58.
And I'm 57.
There you go.
You get that age, it feels good to start just, you know, you don't need the glory for yourself.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I really believe that you have to take and share what you have in order to keep it.
And they won't always listen. We didn't listen.
Well, they don't have to listen. All they have to do is perform. And then it's like this. You can lead a horse to water, and you can't make him drink. However, the horse may discover that it's thirsty.
What are you doing now? Promote?
Well, right now I take and I work for COPE, and I deal with people who have hepatitis C and HIV. COPE, Coalition on Positive Health Empowerment. And what we do is we help people who have hepatitis C and HIV. We direct them to care. We take and test them. And we take and we sponsor them. You know, we make sure that, because there's a lot of different things with the new laws, there's actually a cure for hepatitis C. And it's extremely expensive. One pill costs over $1,000. one pill. So the treatment itself will cost like $122,000.
Did it frustrate you, Chauncey, when you saw him trying to dismantle that Obamacare?
Oh, absolutely, because there's a lot of people who truly need it. You know, how can you expect people to work if they don't have any health care? You know, when people get injured on the job or when people get sick.
Has your president inspired you?
My president has definitely inspired me because he has a lot of opposition. You know, and in spite of the opposition, he has gotten so much done. He got, what's his name? Do you know the name I'm speaking
of? Osama bin Laden.
Why can't I say
hey,
that?
Hey, it happens. It's our age.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's starting to go.
Absolutely. Osama bin Laden. Now, they were looking for him for a long time, but he's the one that got it done.
Should we not underestimate the influence, intelligence of Michelle Obama?
She is truly a great lady. And you can see that because she spent so much time with children. Because the children are our future.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's
A guy by the name of William Wright, he wrote a book called The Definition of a Situation. In that, he discussed that the skeletal structure of an individual's personality is developed by the age of five. So it's really important that we catch them young, you know, and help them to get past some of the myths, some of the prejudice, and all those things that keep us separated.
We're dying. We're dying. We need money.
And there's a lot of people who are unemployed now. They were doctors. They were lawyers. They were working so many hours, and they started self-medicating. And as a consequence of that, you know, they lost their position. They lost their license. And they felt that they were failures. And as a people felt that they were failures.
I'm sorry, Chauncey. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, certainly.
I know that with all the drums in the background, it's going to be difficult to do a long interview.
Certainly, and I do appreciate this.
And I love your thoughts and ideas.
Thank you.
Like a great man.
Thank you.
What's your message of peace and love?
Okay, hold on. I just want to cut that off.
He's getting something out of his bag here. A lot of talent out there, Chauncey.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent on here, and I'm some of it. So I want to take and share this with the people, if you can take and get this out, because it means a lot, and it actually reflects the kind of person that I am. I call it contemplation.
Oh, you're going to read it. Come over here a little bit further away from the... Yeah, this will be fine, Chauncey.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah.
What do you got for us?
All right, it's called A Contemplation, and it goes... Dwelling in the shadows of the subconscious lies the truth of all that we are, though it is very rare that we seek to tap it. For we fear the darkness of the truths we may discover. So weak can we become for rejecting that which must be, justifying our doubts and fears as inability. Yet there have been some who have dared to tap this source, finding that the shadows of darkness are naught but dormant flames of light, and have left their names and teachings for all who dared to share the sooth of life. Some unfortunately have used this knowledge itself for personal gain. Though beware of how you use the gifts of your God. For in the bounty of ill-found wealth and glory lies the poverty of total humiliation and a desolate limbo. We have become inheritors of a legacy built on pain, sacrifice, blood, and death. But more importantly, principle, faith, hope, and love. Will you be of those who squander the moment or rise high the torch of promise and become another light? To shine and show the way for those still struggling in the dark.
When did you write that?
I wrote that like 15 years ago.
Is it one of your favorites?
It's one of my favorites because what it does, it identifies that we have to take and go inside and rediscover and redefine ourselves to be part of a community if we're looking for not a utopia, but a community where everyone can actually work together, live in peace together. That only comes when we have an opportunity to be able to exchange ideas and share information and be able to get rid of the stigmas and prejudice that deny us an opportunity to discover the beauty of other people and the things that they have that might help us to become the best that we possibly can be.
Thanks for your time, John.
Thank you very much for the interview.
Enjoy talking to you.
You have a pleasant day.
I'll give you my card.
Please give me your card.
I'll give you my card.
Please give me your card.
I'll give you my card.
Please give me your card.
I'll give you my card.
Please give me your card.
I have secrets for life.
fading fast. I am a caring man, oh darling, yes I am, yes I am. Cold water on my face. I think I'll walk over to Kelso's place. Kelso understands.
What's your dream, man? What's your dream for the future?
It's as simple as it could be. I think we will continue to evolve as species.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
I don't.
Is it over when it's over?
I believe so.
So why does it matter how we live?
Because we live for others. We live for something bigger than ourselves.
Lost time, you can't make up for. The last time you stumbled through the front door. Elizabeth the bandages and put the spat to bed.
Yes, the field surgeon said he's got a bullet in his head.
Are you married? A family?
I do.
Kids?
I do have kids.
I don't know how old they are. Probably pretty young. But do you impart this wisdom and life outlook on them, or do you leave them some room to evolve and appreciate life?
You answered your own question.
Well, that was the best answer, but you might have another. How did fatherhood change your life?
It not only gives you somebody to talk about or teach, it gives you perspective, self-reflection of our own self.
My sensors indicate the presence of aliens.
How many?
4 1/8.
4 1/8 indeed. What a sorry specimen of computerhood you really are.
Do you believe that it's possible that artificial intelligence could so-called take over?
What is artificial intelligence?
I'm counting on you to tell us.
Artificial intelligence is not what you feel or think it is. It's a function of how you create something, and it evolves. It allows you to think differently. It allows you to perceive things differently. Now, a simple example is you can talk to anybody who doesn't speak English with an app or a device which can translate for you. It's one form of intelligence, isn't it?
I was blown away. I went on a little trip last weekend, and my wife's aunt picked up her device and just asked it a question. And it answered her, and you're probably like, well, welcome to 2006 or whatever. But it was a poignant moment where I'm like, wow, this future I imagined as a little kid is actually kind of coming true.
These are minor things that are pretty exciting, but there's a lot more exciting things we need to think about. Focusing on an amputee who can use his hands again, or focusing on a person who's blind and don't have a sight, and this artificial intelligence make him see the world.
Will mankind ultimately survive?
Mankind will survive no matter what.
Do you speak Arabic?
A little bit.
Can you say something to our listeners who speak Arabic? A message of peace and love?
Kaifa haluk? How are you doing?
Man, I'm sorry if I implied that you're not an American, but I don't know. Thanks for exposing my way I am to myself.
You should beat yourself up.
Thank you.
Okay. Well,
I think a lot of people are trying, you know, to cross cultures and make a better world.
New York,
I feel like love, peace. That's what I hope for.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no other way of doing this. You need to understand other person's point of view.
There's people out there, nice people. What can you impart to them as I let you go today?
Think differently, think simplistically, and embrace something that you're fearful of.
Thanks for your time, man. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, take care.
I'll give you a little card. I'm out of my...
this weekend I was out with some friends, and there was a paparazzi guy, and he was antagonizing me and calling me names, attacking me personally, my family personally. I was genuinely hurt by this. In response, I wanted to hurt him back, and I said the most hurtful word that I could think of at that moment. You know, I didn't mean it in a homophobic way. No one deserves to say or hear words like that.
Do I actually sound like Jonah Hill?
No, kinda, now that you mention it. Are we overexposed with Jonah? Can he back off a little?
Or did no, we need more. We need more Jonah.
Did they just try to make hay when the sun shines?
No, I believe Jonah, if he can move on to more serious romantic comedies, I believe he can go to that. You know what I mean?
Because he has the pathos
button.
Sweet
guy, yeah. And he can
like
be
the Don Knotts.
Yeah, exactly. There's something about that. It reminds me of Don Knotts. Especially the way he lost all that weight. Yeah.
The comedy for picture.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Well, I love talking to you.
Right on. Very cool.
But I better go. What's something that we wouldn't guess about you?
Something you wouldn't guess about me is... I haven't figured that self. I haven't figured myself out yet.
How old?
I'm 35 years old.
Significant other?
Currently going through a divorce.
How long of a marriage?
15 years, together for 12 years, so separated for 3.
Just didn't get him make it?
No, it won't make it.
And it won't be getting back together?
No.
Is it your doing or her? I mean, is it your idea? Is it mutual?
From the beginning, very insecure on both sides. In the beginning, I was, and she was.
How old were you?
20.
Yeah. Where are you from, New York?
No, I'm actually from Sacramento, California.
Sactown.
Yeah, Sactown.
There's a fine place where I'm going. Lots of things to do. And your best face you'll be showing. Make you feel brand new. The place you should go if you wanna know. The magic that you'll find when you're in Sacramento.
Everybody's looking to save their nickel dime. You know, we're just stepping over each other's heads.
What are you listening to, man? Southside Johnny? Bruce? Bon Jovi?
G.G. Allen. G.G. Allen all the way.
You can't have a steady diet of G.G., man. Your mind...
G.G. Allen was a great man. He did things that no rock... He took rock and roll. He put danger back into rock and roll. How many people could do that?
Biggie felt that way back in the
day. Yes, but he was... putting peanut butter out himself. Well, Sid Vicious is cool, you know what I mean?
Like throwing feces at the audience and stuff. That's too much for me.
That's great. It's great because a true fan would just let it happen and it would fight Gigi and get beat up by Gigi, you know?
Are you an anarchist, man?
What about
a revolution? Are you all for it?
There's no such thing as a revolution, you know what I mean? Like, no matter what, it's a police state we're living in. And there's no way you can beat it. And that's it. You know what I mean? The cops got
it. It got too big.
Yeah,
it got too big. And now they're militarizing it.
Yes, exactly. I mean, a set example was Occupy Wall Street. You know what I mean? They had their heyday. It's over. And now they can't let it go. And they're still talking about it like it was the biggest thing that ever happened in their lives. Meanwhile, they were totally unorganized. And just like everything else, they got possessed by the money. And that's all they kept talking about. Money, 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 money.
All day, all week. Occupy Wall Street all day, all week. Occupy Wall Street.
My family is all the street kids that lurk the city. Those are my family. That's my family.
What do you say to that kid out there that's really bummed out, man? Maybe things suck at home and he's just feeling like, what's the use? What do you tell him?
Stay strong, keep your head up. Just keep fighting. Fight till you die. Don't start doing drugs, don't start doing Oxycontin or heroin, and just keep your head up, you know what I mean? Just keep fighting, be strong, be a man. That's what life is all about, is strength.
Sobriety is a gift to you?
Yes, definitely, yes. Well, I drink beers and whatever, but you know, you just see, if you gotta do drugs, know what you're doing and know the history of it, you know?
Who should we be listening to? G.G. Allen?
Well, you can listen
who
to...
Who else, man? Who, I mean, you gotta have a secret.
Well, most of my heroes are skateboarders and, you know, actually Dwayne Peters.
You like Agent Orange and that old...
Agent Orange, JFA, you know. Yeah, I'm all into that old skate rock and stuff. It's great.
But what about Green Day?
A Green Day's great. I think
they fucking, do they deserve to be in the hall, or are they a better? It's easy to slag them because they were just successful.
Well, as my friend said, you have to sell out to eat out. So, I mean, they are from the Berkeley scene. They've been around since the 80s.
Paid their dues.
Yeah, they definitely paid the dues. So whatever, hands down, the Green. I'm not a Green Day fan, but I'm not against them. Like,
well, what about somebody like Gwen Stefani? Was she one of those street kids one day long ago?
Nah, like a star kid? No. I mean, she was more like...
Orange County?
Yeah, maybe.
A lot of skate going on.
Yeah, definitely.
I just picked a strange one for you. You know, I'm testing your limits.
Yeah. I'm definitely not. I mean, she was...
You'd like her. If she was here, you'd be nice.
Oh, yeah. You know, definitely. You know, I mean, she, you know, I got nothing against her.
What was her band? No doubt.
The waves keep on crashing on me for some reason. But your love keeps on coming like a
The Clash is cool. I never became like... I was more of a Sex Pistols fan. Yeah, I think Sex Pistols, they put the, you know what I mean?
Love that.
It's got that grimy sound
It doesn't have that thin punk sound. It's meaty.
Yeah. It's definitely, it's a hard, you know, it's harsh, you know what I mean? It's grime, you know? It's just...
Johnny Rotten was great. Johnny Rotten.
Yeah, he's a great man. He's a very smart guy.
I agree.
What were the bands that were really big that you despised in 1970?
Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Yes. Even the Allman Brothers.
There are like 9 of those guys back there.
I know.
Couldn't screw with them.
And 22 roadies with them.
Yes.
No, I like Living Dangerous.
Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, the Wailers, I mean, they definitely set the ground. So, you know what I mean? They brought Jamaica to the States. You know what I mean? They brought, you know what I mean? If it wasn't for them, maybe punk rock wouldn't even be around. I like old school hip-hop. Like, you know, Public Enemy, they you know what I mean, made a strong effect.
I've got Fear of a Black Klan.
Yeah, I was also into the X-Clan.
Summer.
Sound of the funky drummer. Music hitting your heart, cause I know you got soul. You're missing, y'all. Swinging while I'm swinging.
Hey!
Giving what you're getting. Knowing what I'm knowing. While the black band's sweating. In the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Hey!
Our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the power that be. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
What's your message of peace and love? I probably asked you last time, but maybe it's evolved.
Just give a smile to people. Say what's up. You know, even if it's a stranger, if you feel the good vibes from people, just say what's up to people. That's all I can say. Who knows? You might meet somebody.
Get off the internet.
It's bullshit.
15-second description of your deck. How long is it?
What do you mean, long?
Your deck.
Oh, it's a... What do you mean?
Your skateboard.
Oh, how old?
Isn't that called the deck?
Yeah, it's called the deck. It's, yeah, the board, whatever, you know what I mean?
I was trying to be cool and use a skate
term.
What's
up, man?
The deck.
You're legend, Clay. Yeah, everybody knows who you are. How long you been on the radio for now?
Since 98.
There you go. You know, you've been around for over 10 years. You made it a legend status, hands down the year. Growing up in high school, I listened to WSOU because they had a... They played punk rock after 12 o'clock, and every night I was waiting for the radio to go on. They definitely opened up the doors. All the college radio stations opened up the doors to all the college music.
We took a little trip to Hades to see the four lost souls. The Phi Delts and the Phi Gams were squatted on the coals. The DKEs and SAEs to sizzle had begun, while the Phi Sys there in velvet chairs were watching all the fun. Oh, the Beta Theta Pis were labeled dubs and placed upon the shelf. When in walked old Beelzebub, the king of hell himself. He slipped the old-time friendly grip and yelled aloud, hi, hi. For he was a charter member and a damn good old Phi Sy.
I've been in this world but a moment. Yet in that time, I've witnessed the consummations and failures of innumerable generations. Though not here physically, the homeless souls of the lost and dissatisfied cry helplessly within my mind's eye, taunting me to recapitulate their shouts of sorrow, the unrecorded and forgotten dreams of nature's plan, and delinquent chapters of history. It's not a simple task I've been undertaken, but the daring of such a challenge has hypnotized my breed since the beginning of time, at times having even resulted in their death. But like a bear to honey, our desire to taste the sweetness of life has made us blind to the sting of the ignorant and deceitful, causing us to be titled as insane, radical fools, taunting danger and seeking death. This may very well be true, but verily I'm a great deal more. For I'm the evil and beauty of all that I write. I am the medium, the oracle, the poem. Yes, I am the poet.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
You're reminding me of James Baldwin.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be associated with someone who's already been successful. Have a pleasant night.
I'll see you again.
Thank you.
Clay Pigeon with you on WFMU. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening today. I think there might be some rain coming. Did you hear those rumors? Have you seen it? 17 in front of 7. I'm back from Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois. Small town. Went out with my wife to visit relatives in Davenport and Dubuque, Iowa. Fenimore in Boscobel, Wisconsin. Great time, and picked up 3 albums. At a little thrift store in Elizabeth, Illinois. The first of which I was pleased to find in Illinois, because it is indeed an Illinois band. And I've always been kind of intrigued by the early Styx albums. I don't know why, probably because I lived out there when I was a kid. So it was exciting to see Midwestern bands emerge. And even more exciting to find the records that they made before they really truly emerged. This one has a great wizard on the cover, the Man of Miracles from 74 on the Wooden Nickel label, produced by John Ryan. This is Styx. When John Kuraluski was still on guitar and still alive. Let's check it out. The title track from Man of Miracles, Styx, on The Dusty Show. That's Man of Miracles, Styx. Title track of that 1974 record on The Dusty Show. Hey, everybody, about 11 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Actually, my voice is kind of raspy. I don't know. I guess it's part of it associated with natural aging. And some of it, some sleep deprivation. I was up to about 9:30 this morning trying to scrape this show together after traveling. But I always do enjoy it. I really like sitting there, putting them together, and I look forward to hanging out with you each Thursday at 6 p.m. on The Dusty Show. Hardy will be along shortly at 7 o'clock with Miracle Nutrition and the whole TNP. Follow with Kevin Nutt, taking you to Sinner's Crossroads, Dave the Spaz nickname, and then Stan the Legend coming up in the middle of the night. I got this album, Electric Dreams. It's a soundtrack to a movie. Did you ever see it? I had never seen it. Virginia Madsen on the cover. Somebody wrote and told me that Bud Cort is involved in this movie, and I don't know who he is. I'm kind of embarrassed to say that name does ring a bell. A lot of you guys probably do. On the back of the album, it says, "This is no ordinary computer. Meet Edgar." And then there's a picture of a little devil computer. It's Epic. It's Virgin Records, 1984. Just looking for interesting things. I love to look at the album covers. It's part of the joy of these cheap finds. Peter Frampton plays guitar on this album a little bit. There's Giorgio Moroder and Phil Oakey from Human League, all kinds of luminaries on this soundtrack. Culture Club, a lot of 80s things happening. Heaven 17. This was curious. I'm not always the biggest ELO fan, and I know some are maybe just got a little bit bored with Jeff Lynne's production techniques and the whole Traveling Wilburys thing, but you had to remember him back from the Move. He's definitely a great, great producer and artist for us. Let's hear Jeff Lynne. I don't think this appeared on any ELO stuff. It's a solo track of his, just Jeff Lynne, allowed to do what he likes to do. And this is Jeff Lynne right here, a track called Video. A thrift store.
Come on.
That's Jeff Lynne, and that's from the Electric Dreams soundtrack. 1984, I think, was the year on that. You can hear him playing with all the technological toys of the day, the little digital sounds he's inserting, and always that Beatles sound underneath it, and the Move sound. If you listen to Cheap Trick, they were really into the Move. So when you're inclined to say Cheap Trick sounds like the Beatles, they also really sounded like the Move, at least in my estimation. But what do I know? 1979 is the year on this one. I think what lured me into this flea market find, actually a thrift store find, is kind of a sucker for anything space-oriented on the cover. There's Buck Rogers in some type of white polyester outfit. This is music conducted by Stu Phillips, Buck Rogers. Original motion picture soundtrack from 1979. Again, music by Stu Phillips. And that great, I guess it looks like they were kind of trying to cash in on the Star Wars thing and update Buck into that 70s space era. Little C-3PO looking character in the background. But Buck Rogers goes way, way back, right? This is a thing off that soundtrack called Buck vs. Tiger Man. Great music from Stu Phillips. That's Buck versus Tiger Man on the Dusty Show from the Buck Rogers original motion picture soundtrack, 1979. That's it for the Dusty Show. I'm out of time. It's kind of sad. I love hanging out with you guys, but the hour has passed and it's time to get ready for Hardy White. Thanks for tuning in, for checking in on the Aki playlist. I always love your email, so write them to me, dusty@wfmu.org, and check it out on Twitter and Facebook as well. And we'll see you next time. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County, and 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stick around. The TNP follows, starting with Hardy White's Miracle Nutrition.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy Wood. Join me now, won't you, as we take a flight of fancy. But it's a flight of fancy where you don't have to go through fancy security or get on crowded fancy jets packed with the fancy Madden crowd, nervous about making their fancy connection to Fancyville. Excuse me, Fancyville Beach. I know they're two different places. But you know what you're going to get, though? Fancy cookies. Oh, welcome. And you know where you are today? Well, is first of all, you're with me. That's where you are. But you're on an island. It's my island. I welcome you here. It's like Fancy Island. When you say, oh, are you saying fantasy? I say, no, I'm saying fancy. Because really, the words are almost interchangeable. If you go interchange them all day long, and you'll see that you're still equally understood or misunderstood. So I say Fancy Island. I say, oh, that implies that there's lots of ornate decoration and everything. And exactly. Just like Fancy Island. See, it's easy to confuse them. Well, here on Fancy Island, I'm going to tell you the story of visiting an island. You say, well, that seems like nesting dolls or kind of meta nesting dolls. That's a person's name. It's pronounced Meta Nesting Dolls. It's her name, though. It's my manager. She's a super manager producer. She produces the show, Meta Nesting Dolls. I love the last name. It's so European, isn't it? It could be, or it just could be the way that her Asian name sounds to us, to my ear. Oh, I've come back from an adventure, and I'd love to share it with you. What good is an adventure if you don't tell somebody about it, especially if you've made it up? I haven't, though. I really did visit a mysterious island. Well, it's mysterious to me. It's Mackinac Island, which is not super mysterious, really. Everybody, it's on a map, everybody knows about it, and it's a very popular tourist destination. But so I just, when I say I discovered it, it's not like Gilligan's Island. I wonder, were they the first people there? Were there indigenous people to Gilligan's Island? I know that some South Pacific folk came upon it. It was their neighbor island or something, and I know the Gilligan crew had to take some evasive maneuvers or something like that. I don't remember what they did. I don't know if it was killing on the show. I don't remember. Isn't that a shame? Because if it was a show about how you shouldn't kill, that was not my takeaway. I don't remember what. I think some people were killed, like Phil Silvers. I think they killed him in that episode. Oh, I wish that they had on TV. They could have all along, when I was young, they could have been showing like college classes. Think about that. And then you go, oh, yeah. And so you'd have the same memories, except it wouldn't be a memory of the Brady Bunch. It would be like organic chemistry. And you'd know all that. And you'd reminisce about that like you would about Gilligan. And I wish I could do. I can't even remember the periodic table. Every once in a while I can. That's why they call it that. I can't remember anything. I remember there's something called elements. All this would make, then when they do have the science shows, that's why you watch our science shows on TV and you say, oh, they seem to be made for children. That's exactly right, because a lot of us stopped paying attention to science class in somewhere between nursery school and kindergarten is when I was like, oh, you lost me. Something about cells. I don't remember. No, I remember a little of it, because now I've since read up on it. All sorts of popular magazines they have now, like Omni and all, where they tell you the science. Right there, the science behind your favorite. What's the science behind your favorite things on TV that are made up? Well, they have to make up the science, too, because a lot of those just came out of people's imagination. Nobody, when they imagine something, think, now, how would I practically do that? How am I going to make this person disappear and appear over here or something? You wouldn't think, well, I'll take what I know about physics. Nonsense. That's why some of our great storytellers are idiots. A lot of them. See, go to the bookstore and you'll see, oh, so many of those. Now, randomly pick some books. The author's an idiot. Isn't that? That's just statistics. Or it could be a genius. You don't know, because we misuse the word nowadays, genius. What does genius come to mean? It's come to mean that you're very, very smart. Those people say, like, Oh, Einstein's a genius. Indeed. Is he, though? Oh, I guess he is. I guess it has that. Sometimes people misuse words. Maybe that's not one. People can have a certain kind of genius. So they say that. They confuse it with skill. So you have a genius for being an idiot. And that's not a contradiction, necessarily. Oh, we are all... Say, I want to be the best at something. That's one way I call genie prayers. Is it any prayer that can be taken ironically? Like, say, oh, I want to be the best at something. Or monkey's paw prayers. See, now you are the best at something. Being an idiot! Or something like that. Like one of my distant ancestor, Coal Oil Johnny. Known not for being the richest person, but for blowing it. Blowing money absolutely the quickest by being an idiot. And then they even made stuff up to make him more of an idiot because it's fun to be the... And they say, how do you translate that? And I think he later on he sold cars. I'm a famous idiot. And that was the beginning of that kind of people being famous for being stupider than you. And that feels good, doesn't it? It's tiresome, the endless parade of people that are better at things than I am, smarter or more accomplished or something. They're always parading them by. And occasionally say, I want to see the parade of the average or the below average or something. I like that. Them I like. I wonder if we need that. I wonder. We're always competing. So that implies that we're always competing with one another. Are we always competing? I don't know. I don't know if we're always competing. And I'm going to be the captain of the team where we face off to see if we are competing all the time. I don't know. I think we are. Is it in our bones and genes? It's in something called our cells. And I don't know what that is because I didn't pay attention in nursery school science class. We were very advanced in nursery school. We had lab. That's how advanced we were in nursery school. So, lab, and my seed was always involved seeds back then, because that's better than, because you don't want to do dissection with 4-year-olds or 5-year-olds. I don't know. It depends on, the age depends on the state, what state you live in. A lot of the farm state, you got to be able to cut up a pig by the time you're mobile. So that's toddler age. What's that? When were you walking? I delayed it so I didn't have to do things. I pretended I couldn't walk for a long time. So they're going to make me walk places. I like the carrying situation. It's been working out just fine for me. Just hoist me on your head like Master Blaster or something. I live up there. So you can't because you're growing. And pretty soon we will be unable to carry you. And can't we just wait until then? Why must I walk? And then I went from that to actually pulling a rickshaw they made me do. Oh, my goodness. That's tough parenting. They didn't, though. I was just made to walk. I didn't have to pull them in a carriage behind me. Yes, I guess I let me out. They still have me. They don't. Oh, bless your hearts. I'm free. Anything's nothing tied to me.